Hello, Dale speaking. This is India.
Dale speaking. This is Will.
Dale speaking. This is Amber.
Ring, ring. Dale speaking.
Oh, who's saying what?
Was you recording that?
Yes.
Is this on?
Yes, it is on, of course.
That was India.
Hey!
Welcome to Radio Dale number 60.
This week in music history, happy birthday to... Oh my god! Justin Bieber!
Oh god.
On who charted? CBC Radio 2.
For Rue's 60-second tip of the week, reaching out to blogs.
In our roundtable discussion, things that you should do when you're releasing a single.
And this week's song, Chad Brownlee's Fallen Over Me.
No.
You?
Yeah. Fallen Over Me.
No! As we have a fight for the next 30 minutes on the show. Anyways, it's time for This Week in Music History.
Let's
starring
people.
Amber.
Yeah, people in the history of music.
Oh.
So, today, right, February 27th, 1992, the number one single in America was, drumroll, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
Oh,
that's
my.
Right,
too sexy
America.
For my shirt.
You made that
too
number
sexy
one.
Sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts.
Too sexy for my kid.
February 28th, 1996, Grammy Award winners included Alanis Morissette, who won Album of the Year for Jagged Little Pill, Best Female Rock Vocalist, and Best Song for You Oughta Know. That's my Alanis.
Yeah.
Nirvana's Unplugged won Best Alternative Album, and Coolio, who of course is still around and very popular, won Best Rap Performance with, I don't remember the beginning of it, but do-do-do-do-do-do, living in a gangster's paradise.
It started out like,
Yeah. It was in that movie Higher Learning.
No, it was in the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's Higher Learning.
No.
Isn't it? Oh, no, that's the one that's like Higher Learning.
Anyway.
Anyways,
we'll get back to you on that.
Good point, Rue. Moving on.
Next.
March 1st. This is clearly more important. March 1st, 1994. Born on this day was Justin Bieber. If you couldn't tell from my very enthusiastic intro, I was being very sarcastic.
You know what happened when he was born? He was a baby.
Oh!
Next! I can't believe 1994 was when that little punk was born.
I know.
Ugh. March 2nd, 2008, Canadian guitarist Jeff Healey sadly passed away.
Oh.
Sad day in Canadian rock music. I remember that too, and I wasn't really familiar with Jeff Healey. Being he wasn't quite of my generation with popularity, but we were watching Roadhouse the other week.
Yes, we were.
Yeah.
We watched Roadhouse,
and
Jeff Healey's the band at the Roadhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
I have a funny story about him, but we'll hold it for later.
Next!
you'll notice they're shuffling me along.
We have an inside joke.
You'll hear it throughout the episode. March 3rd, 1966. Neil Young, Stephen Sills, and Richie Furay. Furay?
Oh.
Formed Buffalo Springfield in Los Angeles. Among the first wave of American bands to become popular in the wake of British invasion, the group combined rock, folk, and country music into a sound all its own. Its million-selling song, For What It's Worth, became a political anthem for the turbulent late 1960s.
I unfortunately don't know what that sounds like.
Well, we'll have to listen to it after the show.
Okay.
You'll probably know it. It's one of those songs that
everybody knows.
March 4th, 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were, quote, more popular than Jesus Christ was published in the London Evening Standard. Christianity will go, it will vanish and shrink, we're more popular than Jesus now. I don't know which will go first, rock and roll or Christianity. Jesus was alright, but his disciples were thick and ordinary. That's what John Lennon said.
I actually used that quote today, but I was referring to Florida Georgia Line.
March 5th, 1983, Michael Jackson started a 7-week run at number one on the US singles chart with Billie Jean.
It's not my love. Very cool.
Yes, so there you have it.
There we have it. We hope you have a musically historical week, as we used to say, and probably will never say again. But now it's time for Who
charted.
Thank you.
Who charted.
And who did chart this week, Amber?
This week, I took a look at the CBC Radio 2 Top 20.
Cool.
If you are not familiar with CBC Radio 2, it is a great outlet for you to hear music that is not only currently popular on commercial radio, but also stuff that you would not hear on commercial radio. It's a great way to discover new music. CBC is good for that in general. But Radio 2, I thought I'd take a look at their top 20. And one of the main things I'm going to point out is if each song that's on this list, whether or not they're playing or being spun on commercial radio right now. Mm-hmm. So let's start. Number 20, Bruce Springsteen, Just Like a Firewood. That's a new entry and not playing on Canadian commercial radio. Huh. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings are at 19 with South, also not being spun anywhere else. Number 18 is Sam Roberts with Broken Teeth. That's his new single, and I'm sure it'll be number one in 2 weeks
I thought
on rock radio.
His new single was Human Heat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they picked up a different song because they do tend to stay away from singles when they can, when they have the opportunity, and they probably found Broken Teeth suits them better.
Yeah.
So there you go, Sam Roberts. Number 17, Luke Nicholson with Wait a Minute. Wasn't able to find any radio station playing that. Number 16, Tokyo Police Club with Hot Tonight. That is a popular song on alternative rock radio right now. 15, Blue Rodeo, Never Too Late. Moderate play, but not a lot. Number 14, Codaline, Love Like This. Again, not on radio. 13, Scarlett Jane with Aching Heart. Not on radio. 12, Matt Anderson with Alberta Gold. Not on radio.
Huh.
Number 11, Serena Ryder, For You. Not on commercial radio either. U2 Invisible is on, it's at number 10 on this list, and it is being spun moderately on Canadian radio. Number 9, Rufus Wainwright, Me and Liza. Definitely not on commercial radio.
Sounds like such a Rufus Wainwright song.
Boy and Bear at number 8 with Southern Sun.
I love Boy and Bear. They're
yes,
cool.
And you won't find them anywhere else.
No, I won't.
Number 7, Roseanne Cash, Modern Blue. Definitely not on Canadian radio elsewhere. Number 6, Fratellis, She's Not Gone Yet, But She's Leaving.
Oh, good line.
The Fratellis are playing in Toronto on Saturday this weekend.
Oh.
If anyone listening has an extra ticket, I would like to go.
Yes.
It's sold out. And nice job, Fratellis.
The only place you can hear their single is on CBC
Radio
2. Too.
Really cool. Sold out show.
And you know you could probably thank Radio 2 for that.
Yeah.
Number 5, Harlan Pepper, Gimme Love.
They're very cool.
Yeah, also not elsewhere on radio. Yeah. Number 4, Bastille, Bad Blood. You do find that on a lot of radio stations throughout Canada. Number 3, I like this one, Sherman Downey and the Ambiguous Case with The Right Idea. That one is definitely not on Canadian radio. And the next two are, number 2 and number 1 are being played on various stations throughout Canada. Broken Bells, Holding On for Life. And at number 1, Foster the People with Coming of Age. So,
interesting.
Yeah, take a listen to Radio 2. Just by judging by that mix, I mean, I already listen to Radio 2, but that definitely intrigues me, knowing that there is a mix of, you know, what's popular on the radio charts and what isn't, or what's non-existent. But, yeah,
very
there you
cool.
go. Discover new music.
And some very cool new bands that you might not have heard of unless you listen to CBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I am going to do a 60-second tip of the week, and let's hope I get 60 seconds. I've been doing all right. So, this episode is about reaching out to blogs. So, here are some tips to help you reach out to blogs with your music. Number 1, read the blog. Do a Google search for music blogs in your region and just start reading them. See what they write about, what kind of bands they have. Make sure your music is relevant to them. Number 2, go down the rabbit hole. They usually have a list of similar blogs. They're called a blog roll or our friends. Check that out. Read those blogs as well and start building up a little database. Number 3, comment. Don't push your stuff, but engage in a conversation about other people's music. Number 4, send your story. Not a huge email. Just make sure you have more for them than just your song and album. Tell them a bit about you. Number 5, follow up. Give it a week or something, but double check, make sure they got your stuff, see if they've listened to it. And finally, share. If they do put you on the blog, share it around and be very thankful. A little extra tip, google.com/blog search. You can find out blogs that way too. Ding.
And one interesting note I saw that Eric Alper put on his Twitter was a PR tip.
Oh.
Because he does PR
tips. PR, yes.
And was when you are reaching out as a band, to keep your headline short and catchy, but not gimmicky, but the info in there, and then your information within the email to the point.
Yes.
Do not... So, yes, share, like you say, share the information about you so they can know who you are, but don't go on your life story.
Don't write a novel.
Stop reading.
Yeah. Because I don't know about you guys, but I get a lot of emails, and if there are 20 paragraphs in it, unless it's a newsletter that I'm wanting to read, I pretty much just...
I skim,
and if I can't catch what they're trying to tell me... Which is my... I do that too. If I write someone an email and I have a lot of cool information, I'll tend to write too much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different when you're writing on behalf of a band or as a band. You have to make sure that you're keeping it concise. Use point form.
Mm-hmm.
Use bullet points, because that just makes it so much easier to read. And you can format in emails. Use a headline.
Yeah.
Put like a little, like three little headlines, like a blog would, so it's easier to follow.
Yeah. Like one could be history of band,
mm-hmm.
what's coming up. Tour dates.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines. Get your info in there. Done.
Done. Very easy, yeah. Very clear, very concise.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
That was fun.
We're on to the round table now, and we're going to talk about things you should do when releasing a single. Now, it started
Ooh.
Off as a nice, concise five things. That
yeah,
was our goal.
Our goal was to get five things, but then we realized there's way more than five things.
Yes. So we just brainstormed out everything that we could think of as a team here that artists should do. And we base some of this off of things we've seen bands do that we like.
Mm-hmm.
We've also based some of this as things that we didn't like to see, and we're giving you sort of the opposite, treating it as a positive. So if somebody did something, or several bands did something that didn't quite work out, we're looking at what they could have done.
Right.
So let's just start at number one. And Amber, did you want to kick us off? We'll just go around in a
circle. Sure. I will do number one. Stream your music online.
Mm.
So if you are releasing your single and you have announced that your single is going out on a certain day, you need to make sure that your single is available and can be heard on that day. We've recently experienced a situation with an
mm-hmm.
artist where they didn't do any pre-promotion for their single, which is fine. Depending on whatever your angle is.
Mm-hmm.
And the night before, they did a tweet that said, something's coming out tomorrow. And then the next day, they said, my single's out. Wait for it on radio, to hear it on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a huge disadvantage to you as a musician if you do that. Because we are now in an on-demand music at our fingertips
yes.
age. Yes. You want them to hear it on the radio and request it on radio. But the way I believe you'll be able to drive people to do that is by letting them hear at least a snippet of your song.
Yes.
So for that timing, do a snippet, 1 minute snippet of your song streaming on SoundCloud, YouTube, what have you. Eventually, having your single streaming somewhere else would be ideal.
Agreed. And if you're a new artist, I would think the full song is probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's debatable. Some people believe one way, some people believe the other. But if you're new and people don't know who you are, giving people as much opportunity to hear a full song, whether it's a live version, acoustic version, or just the original version, album version, is always going to be a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked, I forget which one of you said it the other day, but if you're a more established artist, it's cool to do it. Like you singing it. Maybe
mm-hmm.
you just singing a line
oh,
of the song.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought that was so clever.
Yeah, be creative.
Yeah,
yeah.
Put
be
out,
creative
like,
with it.
I think it was, yeah, put up a YouTube video saying, hey, I'm so-and-so and my brand new single's out today and here's a bit of the chorus.
Yeah.
And you sing
just
out the chorus.
Like
yeah.
you driving in the car singing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That
would
be
really
hilarious.
Cool,
yeah.
Excellent. India.
So building upon that point, number two, sell your music online. So if you're going to be releasing a single, make sure that you can buy it too. You can do this on iTunes, on Bandcamp, or Amazon, a lot more ways. But, you know, if you're going to sample something,
mm-hmm.
if you're giving out a free sample of something, make sure that they can buy it too.
Because
yeah. people will buy it.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's for free, people will go and drop money on it if they're a fan.
Don't rely on that as your income. But
yes.
it's nice to have.
Yes.
But just the second your music is put out anywhere, whether it's featured in a TV show, it's being spun once on a radio station in a small town,
mm-hmm.
make sure it is somewhere for sale. Because every time that song is spun somewhere or played somewhere, you are missing out on a sale.
And this is where using an aggregator like TuneCore or The Orchard or anything like that, where you pay them a fee or maybe they take a percentage, but they send it out to literally every store that's available, it will be there for people when they're looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
Or choose your favorite, but try to get it in as many places as possible to sell. Number three, be present on social media. So after you've released your single, be sure to respond to people who mention you or your new single on Twitter and get involved on Facebook conversations about the single and share content about the making of it or a video shoot or whatever may be relevant. Just get stuff out there and be present so that people can talk to you about your song. Because that may be the first stage. Before people get to buying a copy of it, they may want to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the most important things, I think, is, you know, you want to use your social media to be in the forefront of everybody's minds, mm-hmm. but not, you know, drive them crazy, obviously. But, yeah, because the amount of times we've worked with people and they release their single and then maybe have done a post about it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the other thing, too, is I think we were talking about interesting ways to use your social media. So I think that brings me to the next point.
Yes, very much.
Yes. So stick, or maybe not. Actually, it's India's point. But the next one is number four, stick around. So while, yes, Rue gives you the very good points about being visible online, don't leave after a week. Don't leave after your single's been out for 2 weeks. I understand that as a musician, it can be disheartening after a week, maybe a week after your single's out, the buzz isn't quite the same. People aren't tweeting at you the mm-hmm. same, or the Facebook things or likes and stuff like that are going down. That's natural. That's going to happen. It's up to you as the musician to keep it going mm-hmm. and to find creative ways to keep the music alive. Because like we say, we are in a time now where a single can, or an album can be gone within a matter of weeks.
Yep.
It doesn't take much. So, bringing this to number India. Five. Yeah, this is actually a good point here.
So in order to keep it alive, you need variety. So you can do live versions, remixes, mm-hmm. acoustic versions of songs, have lyric videos, but make sure that this single is something that you can perform in front of a crowd.
Yes.
Or at a radio station. So pick a song as your single that can be translated to a live mm-hmm. version, mm-hmm. so that if there are videos that you're able to post, it still represents the song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that's a complete mess.
Yeah. Variety shouldn't mean that you're doing covers while talking about your single. You should still be performing your single.
Mm-hmm.
But variety is very important. It's the spice of life.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting as a fan who uses Facebook to say, oh, I really like that song, and now they're doing an acoustic version, and that's a song filled with electronic
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff and synthesizers and drum beats, and how are they turning that into an acoustic? Like, it's simple, but do it and spread it out.
And if you're in electronic music, that's like it was mentioned, remixes are a great way for this to happen. You throw out your stems and then people make a remix and suddenly you have variations, and you're also helping promote these other DJs and producers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a nice community thing. Number six, monitor your stats. The boring part of the list. Not really. Watch your social media insights. Keep an eye on sales. Check your YouTube views, any other stats that you can gauge, and tweak your promotional campaign with the numbers that you get. So you don't have to be an expert. Cough. Seeing that a particular tweet got a lot of attention should tell you that, well, if I tweet that way, say with a picture or a video,
mm-hmm.
people seem to like it, so I should start doing more of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay attention to all those things, you get a better idea of what's working and what's not working.
I think it is a common mistake by musicians who do a lot of posting and this and that. They focus on what didn't work
because mm-hmm.
they don't look at their stats.
Yeah.
They don't look and see, well, this did well, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's a really good point. Number seven, be prepared. So,
be prepared.
You never know what can happen after you release a single. You be prepared for success,
mm-hmm.
which means interview requests, shows, tours, appearances at radio stations, and that goes back to our point where have something ready to perform live
mm-hmm.
for a radio station and make sure it's good. And you also need to be prepared for failure. And there's we wrote a really good point here. There's always a chance that people will not give a shit. And that's
true.
A really good point, because it could be your song just doesn't resonate with your audience.
Mm-hmm.
It could be timing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a really bad time to release a song. You could have been buried under a bunch of... Maybe somebody really famous did something crazy that day and social media was completely swamped. So your new single was a tiny blip on that.
Yeah.
A lot of things to be taken into consideration, but you need to be prepared for either or. And, and there's an actually really good point that ties into that later, but I won't get into it, but just have that in the back of your mind.
And failure doesn't mean that you're a bad songwriter or a performer. Just there are a whole bunch of different things. It could be it wasn't the right song, or as you said, it could be just something else took the story away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So failure isn't necessarily bad.
It's just don't give up. Learning
experience, yeah.
Exactly. Just take a look at what happened. And like we say, sometimes even the best musicians release songs that do not resonate.
Yep.
So it happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Eric Church song that we love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tear. But his album went to number one, so.
So it's okay, Eric Church. But that's a good example of something, like one song might not work, but now his new, the second single, that's like completely different. It's like in the top 10 now, I believe.
Yeah, your hardcore fans shouldn't abandon you. Yeah. They won't. Look what you two did.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't abandoned them, and they did pop.
Oh.
I like pop, but people were like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There you have it.
All right. 8, tit for tat. So it's really simple, but if you want people to share and comment and write lovely things about you, you need to do the same to those people. So that can be with other musicians. It could be like when Rue was talking about blogs earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just share that one blog that you were mentioned in. Share the other blogs that same writer puts out as well, and then you know they're gonna know that you shared it, and that creates a good relationship, and then they'll probably write more things about you in the future.
Totally.
So it just it's you said this, do unto, what's this lovely,
what, the do unto others,
yeah,
as they would, as
throw it in
as
there,
yeah,
yeah,
because just made this all like cheesy quotes, I think.
Yeah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you,
as long as you're a nice person.
As long as they're nice things.
Or as long as you don't like people being mean to you.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk. It's always a good idea. Tit for tat. And following that, take your music where it belongs. And kind of touched on that in a 60-second tip as well. But read the blogs, listen to the radio stations, and make sure you're pushing your music somewhere it actually fits. Now, don't push it where you remember it fitting 15 years ago. Push it where it fits now. Because places like Much Music don't really play music videos anymore. Places that may have been one format may still play that general format of music or genre of music, but the sound may have changed over the years. So make sure that your sound still fits the place that you're pushing, because otherwise it's really no hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pushing a country song at a rock station. It's just, it's not a good idea.
That's what Eric Church tried to do, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, and number 10 is the one I was mentioning when I was talking about being prepared. And number 10 is have realistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what those expect or what, you know, what is realistic when it comes to you, but you have to understand that when you release music, you know, number 7 comes in, and that's be prepared for failure. And I have air quotations
air
happening
quotes.
Or success.
Totally.
And you need to be prepared for, or sorry, have realistic expectations about those.
Yes.
And know, okay, if these are going to happen, this situation can happen, this situation can happen. I need to understand that I am not immune to either of those.
Yeah.
And I think a mistake a lot of musicians make is they walk in thinking, this person's getting played or and they're shitty, so I have every right to be way better than them. If you walk in with that expectation, you're immediately in, and I will say this, you will fail.
Yeah.
If you have a shitty attitude, you're going to fail. So make sure your expectations are in check.
And you may want to get played on mainstream radio, but you have a really quirky sound, or you have a very unique sound that's different than everyone else. You may not find success at mainstream, but you may have huge success on campus.
Well, this goes back to radio too.
Yeah.
When I was talking about the charts this week, how many out of those 5 of the 20 are being played everywhere in Canada on commercial radio. The rest out of that 20 are literally, the like 15 are only on Radio 2 at this moment.
Yeah.
Maybe smattered somewhere else on CBC or campus, but that tells you that those musicians are right for CBC and not for commercial radio. Who knows if their expectations were in check or not?
Yeah, yeah.
But you want that airplay, and Radio 2 is amazing. So just don't downplay something because it's not what you thought,
yeah,
or what have you, right? So, yeah, number
11. And that also goes to lovely number 11, Know the Radio Game. So try to know what's appropriate and what works and what doesn't work. And that's something that we try to help out by providing you with Radio Dale. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to fail if you don't know what works and what doesn't, but it helps to know what works and what doesn't, or to work with people who do know their game and the radio game.
That's why, yeah, we always obviously recommend working with someone like ourselves when taking a single, because while you're not going to immediately fail at getting your single on radio because you're working it by yourself as a musician, you need the guidance of somebody who understands, has the reputation, because it's taken years for this company and the other companies that do what we do to build their reputation. It's not easy, and the work is massive.
And it changes. Everything changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So keeping up with trends and how things are, how the industry works now, it takes a lot of work. And a musician should be focusing on performing, writing songs, making friends, all that kind of stuff. If you're going to dive in yourself, just keep in mind, like with every other industry, it's a game. It's basically a game, and there's a way you can play well, and there are ways you can play badly. You may play badly and catch a break, but that's not a risk you might want to take. Rhyme.
Good one.
Thank you. Next up, number 12, be creative. It's very noisy out there. There's lots of bands playing a lot of similar music. You may find yourself to be unique, but there might be other bands like you or similar enough to you that you get confused with them. So one way to break through that noise is to promote yourself creatively and stand out. Whether that is taking one of your other strengths, dance. Maybe you're an artist and you'd like paint, so you have these paintings or something. Maybe you just have a quirky live performance, or you like to make videos. These are all artistic approaches. Maybe you're creative in the way you market yourself using actual traditional marketing techniques or something like that. Just having a way, standing out from the crowd, will make it easier for people to spot you in the crowd and listen to your music.
Good. I like that.
Thanks. Concise.
Concise. Next. Number 13. Ensure your assets are updated with new art, logos, photos, etc. It does not frustrate me more than when we go to a musician's website and everything is out of date. There's no information. Nothing is concise. So the picture on Facebook doesn't match the artwork and the colors used and fonts on the website. And Twitter's completely different. Everything needs to be updated, fresh, because it's a visual, we work in a visual world. Everything is visual, and you need to basically capture people's attention with that.
Like I said, they'll see and read your song before they hear it.
And it happened yesterday. We were at an artist's website, and his cover photos said...
it's an old single?
From 2013.
Yeah, from last year or something like that.
It's not May 2013. So even if you haven't had something happen since then, a new single since then, you can still
change it.
Just your general, like, playing in front of a crowd photo is fine for the moment.
Or have a generic one that's just your logo that goes up every time you have nothing else to put.
And the other thing, too, when I was at a radio station yesterday, I asked one of the first things he looks at when he gets a new single. After looking at BDS, to make sure they're registered on there, is website and Wikipedia. And if you have a crappy website or you don't have one, and Wikipedia, depending on how new you are, like, that's a little out of your control.
Tough,
but if you don't have a website and you don't have your shit together on that, then why do they need to give a shit about you? Is kind of the attitude.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So if you don't have that together, then... So there you go.
So let's do a quick rundown. Number one, stream your music online.
Number two, selling online.
Three, be present on social media.
Number four, stick around on social media.
Number five, variety.
Six, monitor those stats.
Number seven, be prepared.
Number eight, tit for tat.
Nine, take your music where it belongs.
10, have realistic expectations.
Number 11, know the radio game.
12, be creative.
And number 13, ensure your assets are updated with new art, logos, photos, etc.
There it is.
There it is. that's our tips.
And if you have any questions or an additional thoughts about that, we'd love to hear from you, because it's very possible our brains missed a few points.
A few things, yeah.
Although, probably not.
No, it was so good. By getting in touch with us, you can go to dalespeaking.com or just find us on Twitter, Dale_speaking, Facebook, Dale Speaking. Email us at radiodale@dalespeaking.com.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're everywhere. Yay!
It's a good time for a song.
I think it is a good song for
speaking
a song.
Speaking of singles.
Yeah.
Speaking of singles, who would like to talk about today's single?
Do you want to, Rue?
You
no.
should, Rue.
I'm not smart with these things.
You know Chad Brownlee.
I do know Chad Brownlee, but I'm going to say some very embarrassing things about him.
Say them.
One of you guys do it.
Rue is blushing because we work with a lovely country artist by the name of Chad Brownlee, who is out of British Columbia. We have played many singles from him in the past because we have worked many, many singles of Chad Brownlee's throughout
what
the past few years.
What number would this
years.
Be? 9 or 10?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's
Jeez.
A lot.
Jeez, God. So on Monday, we released Chad Brownlee's brand new single to Canadian Country Radio. He has a new album coming out in June, and lots of stuff coming up before that, including some appearances not only in Canada, but in the States. He's playing some festivals in Arizona, and I can't remember the other state. But yeah, so Chad Brownlee, look him up if you're a fan of country music and you haven't heard of him. He's obviously very talented and probably good-looking, hence why we have some blushing people in the room. And so yeah, the brand new single, Fallen Over You, from Chad Brownlee.
Yeah. Might be.
Love, love, so overused and underrated, tossed around without a second thought. You make me feel like the world stopped turning. Sometimes you gotta just let go. Ready or not. Falling.